Top officials with mortgage giant Fannie Mae faced down critics at a day-long hearing on Capitol Hill yesterday. Fannie Mae's chief executive told members of a House committee accounting procedures were above board at the company, while Fannie Mae's chief regulator said management changes may be needed. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
The appearance of Fannie Mae's CEO, Franklin Raines, follows last month's release of a report critical of accounting practices at the company. But despite an agreement to cooperate with Fannie Mae's principal regulator, the Office of Federal Housing Enterprise Oversight, Raines denied any accounting mismanagement at the company.
Some people have mistakenly concluded that the company's agreement with OFAO constituted an admission by the company to the findings and conclusions of the report. Let me clarify that that is not the case.
However, subcommittee chairman Congressman Richard Baker accused Raines and other top managers at Fannie Mae of approving questionable accounting practices, which he says allowed the company to defer expenses, something investigators allege meant millions in bonuses for top executives. Armando Falcone, the head of OFAO, said the ongoing probe could also result in management shakeups.
We're having discussions with the board about the issue of management accountability and the confidence in current management.
Lawmakers were quick to condemn or, in some instances, defend Fannie Mae. The company's stock, which has fallen more than 15% since the probe was first announced, closed up 1%. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.